So I've been completely engrossed since walking into the Teen Tech event today. If it's not for high-speed carbon fiber cars, fighting robots, some kind of turbine propulsion push bikes, I was still drawn to the TV, though, because there is a wall of TVs, 3D TVs, super slim TVs, exciting technology. And then I was surprised to see the BBC. No offence to BBC. I was surprised to see the BBC logo up the side here. And I thought, innovative TV? This must be a special department of the BBC.
So we're the BBC Blue Room. We're a technology lab for the BBC. So we're partly for people within the BBC to test all their different products. Obviously, gone are the days when BBC was just BBC One and BBC Two. Now we've got .co.uk, BBC iPlayer, Red Button, and they're being delivered on a whole host of different devices. So it's basically our job to keep the BBC up to speed on all of these different consumer devices.
So what's your name and what's your job title within the Blue Room?
My name's Aaron Fould, and I am a technologist within the Blue Room. So we demonstrate, we set up, we research all this different new and future technology.
So are you kind of there all the time? Is there a room that people can go to and be educated as to what the future of TV and kind of home entertainment is?
Yeah, so within the Broadcast Centre up at White City in London, we have our permanent Blue Room facility where, like I say, it's a technology lab. People drop in, we run sessions and things like that. But as well as that, we have the BBC Blue Room Live, which tours around to various different BBC locations, obviously because the regions are just as important as the hub in London and the hub in Salford. And as well as that, we do kind of events like this, like Teen Tech, and it's fantastic to be here.
So why Blue Room? Because that could sound quite sinister.
It's blue.
I set myself up for that one.
Literally, it's completely blue.
Fantastic. Well, I've seen green rooms, and they're not green, so why should the Blue Room be blue? Good work there. So tell me about what we're actually looking at here, because I was kind of amazed at what appeared to be ghosting on one of the TV sets you've got here, but I see that you've modified 3D glasses so that there are two left lenses in one, two right lenses in the other, and you're running two channels into a 3D TV so that you can sit on the sofa next to somebody and watch a separate channel each. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
And somebody who was viewing a minute ago said, oh my God, this will be great for gaming. And it suddenly dawned on me how awesome this would be for gaming, because I just put the glasses on and it is as if I'm watching a purely fine-tuned TV program, put the other glasses on, and on the same screen without making any adjustment, I'm watching another TV program. How does this work?
So with a normal 3D picture, you've got a left image and a right image. And what's happening is the left image is being sent to your left eye because the lenses in your glasses will only allow that left image in, and the right image is only going into the right eye. But what we've done here is modify the glasses, like you said, so that one pair of glasses will have two left lenses in and one pair will have two right lenses in, so that instead of seeing different images in both eyes, you're actually seeing the same image.
So to future-proof myself against buying the wrong 3D television, because there are different types of 3D televisions, what kind of 3D television do I have to buy so that I can have the dual gaming experience?
So this would have to be a polarised 3D TV as opposed to active shutter. Polarised 3D is the same system that's used in cinemas and in pubs and bars as well to watch the football, etc.
So is this going to be the defining point on what kind of 3D takes off, because the ability to split a channel, or can you do that on the other types?
Yeah, so you can actually do it on the active shutter glasses as well. However, for those, you do actually have to buy a new set of glasses, and they are around £70 to £80, and they're not released yet, and it's only Sony that are doing it.
And who's going to give a kid a pair of £70 to £80, although my kid's got a laptop, an iPad, so yeah. I'm probably not a good example, but you know, you break those glasses, you're not watching kids' telly in 3D anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Believe me, they're not particularly strong either.
So fantastic. Tell me about programming, though. What's happening in the future of, for example, social TV?
Social TV is huge. In fact, a lot of the new smart TVs now, the internet-connected TVs, are exhibiting a feature called social TV. And with this, it actually puts your Facebook or your Twitter feed on your TV screen at the side of or overlaid over your live TV picture. So that's really exciting. I mean, you always hear it on TV, particularly in reality TV programs and things like that. People tweeting along, they're always quoting what's coming up on the hashtag and things like that. And I think it's great if you can actually watch that live as it's happening on the TV screen.
So you're effectively bringing in a social channel to your normal TV viewing enjoyment, where you can watch, for example, a search of a hashtag for that program and see what everybody in the world, in some ways.
Absolutely, yeah. The only issue then is, for example, you're sitting in the room with your parents, your family. Do you want them seeing your Facebook feed, your Twitter feed? Introduces the whole idea of logins and things like that. How do you log in to a TV?
Yeah. That's a very good point. Well, I guess if you've got different glasses on, you can have different social channels. I just invented that. You can have that for nothing. I remember, though, a few years ago now, having a similar conversation with a gentleman called Toby Moores, or Sleepy Dog, on Twitter. And he was talking about and developing the concept of how, for example, I'm watching one channel, you're watching the other, and I can just quickly snatch an A to B point and send you that through a direct message through your social channel. Is this kind of stuff surfaced yet?
It hasn't, not in the mainstream anyway, but that's a fantastic idea. And another great notion is, obviously now you can't just watch TV on your TV set, you can watch it on your tablet, on your phone and things like that. So maybe on your way home you're watching a TV program or a film on your iPad. Mm-hmm. Perhaps when you get home in the future, you might turn on your TV and it might pick up from exactly where you left off. So that's a similar kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be quite easy to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, but you'd be surprised, it's not happening.
Oh, crazy how slow things can go. But then the infrastructure has been built with quite a lot of weight behind it. Finally, very quickly, tell me about the little magic box which brings in all the different internet connections into one high-speed Wi-Fi node.
Oh, yeah, this is fantastic. This is something called a Pep Wave. They're relatively expensive, but they're fantastic. You can plug in lots of different Ethernet connections to it. You can plug in some 3G dongles and things like that. It will also receive Wi-Fi. And then it retransmits its own Wi-Fi network, aggregating all of the different networks. And it's fantastic. It's really good. It gets us out of a hole at a lot of different events.
That's interesting. So what does that cost for the general guy on the street? And is it easy to hack one together?
They cost... I'm not sure the exact amount, but it's hundreds.
For what sounds like a quality internet connection.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
If I go around and knock all of my neighbour's house, say I'm doing a broadband speed test, could they just log their password into here? Surely I could aggregate 15 BT broadband signals into one good internet connection.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Absolutely, it's fantastic. Google it, they're awesome. Go out and buy one.
You don't work for them though, do you?
No, they should be giving me commission, shouldn't they?
Definitely. Well, I think the tidal wave of youth is going to come rushing through the door any minute now. So you're going to have your work cut out. Is this hard work, working with Team Tech?
Hard but fun.
Definitely. There's a lot of inspiration in the room and a lot of ideas. So who knows what's going to come out today. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.